Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hi, Happy New Year. Oh my God. Ah. Welcome to episode 20, right?
Yeah.
Of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And it's Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the tea, interesting events, just anything she wants us to know about or look out for. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So yes, reports have revealed that the big three companies and more have plans to be debuting some new boy and girl groups globally in 2021. Ooh. Yes, honey. Oh, wow. So new boy and girl groups may be debuting soon, according to E! Daily Korea, YG, SM, JYP, Big Hit Entertainment, and more. So let's break it down a little. So YG Entertainment are planning on launching a new girl group. I feel like we've spoken about this so-called new girl group before, that's been hovering around. But not only YG are planning a new girl group, Source Music, Big Hit, and Universal Music are launching girl groups this year. So competition gonna be tight.
We're gonna have to learn a lot of new names. Cool.
Yes. So Shay, get your sleeping. Big Hit Entertainment will be debuting a J-pop group. So K, Nicholas, EJ, and Kyungmin, and Taki, who were part of the show Island, will be a part of the Japanese group. Additional members will join them after. I don't know if it's going to be a show or a set of auditions, but it's called And Audition. So I don't know if it's going to be another show or you're just going to see that. I don't know if it's going to be like SM Rookies or something. But yeah, there's going to be additional members. SM Entertainment is planning a new boy group. Don't worry, Shay. This has nothing to do with the NCT universe. They will have their own universe, apparently. So
thank God.
SM and their universes and powers and stuff. But anyway, we move on. JYP will be debuting 2 boy groups, one in Korea and the other in China. What is interesting is the Chinese team will have all Japanese members, but active in China. Yes.
You got the right idea.
So I'll repeat that again. The Chinese group will have all Japanese members, but active in China. Apparently, they've been dubbed as Project C for now. That name is probably going to change because if it stays that way, that's a bit rubbish. But again, all these are just reports, so nothing is confirmed yet. So new groups are on their way this year. Talking about groups, SHINee's back.
Yes.
So SM Entertainment teased a SHINee comeback on SM Town Live Culture Humanity online concert on the 1st of January. But no dates have been set for that yet. Also, Blinks, get ready, as both Lisa and Rosé from Blackpink will be making their solo debut. Apparently, they have already filmed their music videos, but no date has been set. Jisoo at the current moment is finishing up filming for the drama Snowdrop, so her solo debut won't be until she's completed all that promotions. And do remember, this is YG, so we don't know like how back to back these debuts will be, because remember Jennie's solo debut was like what year? 2018.
It's pretty close to their debut. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's. And that is her topics. If there's any stories you'd like me to discuss, or you want to talk about these stories that you've heard, then you can use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can DM us on our socials at HowYouAtYou. The Static will be back next week. Oh my god. Our next section is Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, stories, tea, drama, so we can discuss and pick your life apart. You can send these to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on our socials. Shay, take it away.
Thank you very much. So, our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I think I got into K-pop at the wrong time because it's extremely toxic and I just want to enjoy the music. Aww.
Baby girl, it's always been toxic. It's just now risen to the surface a bit more because there's more of us and internet.
Yes. I think there's like always been issues and toxicity, and Sesangs have been there since the dawn of man, so yeah. There's always been issues, I guess, but they're more visible now because of how accessible K-pop is to so many people and how many people are open to it and exposed to it now.
Yeah, so that small percentage has grown as much as the majority has grown, so it's going to be more visible.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
I understand how you feel. I feel like we were fortunate. I feel like we got into K-pop at a good, quote-unquote, good time when it was a bit more chill and like, oh, our secret interest. No one knows about this, but secret's out. So, yeah.
But doesn't mean it wasn't toxic back then.
Yeah.
There probably wasn't, because when I got into it, it was like 2006, so a lot of things were in Korean, so I couldn't understand anything anyway, yeah. So it's just now we can understand a bit more and more people are willing to translate things, so yeah. It's just highly visible now,
so we respect the statement. We understand how you feel. It's kind of always been that way, and you will get through it. It's okay, we're here for you. So our next unpopular opinion is, BTS is the reason why K-pop is popular today. That's a bold statement.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I feel like especially now, BTS is probably the entry point for most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think I'm sorry if we keep repeating ourselves, but as we said, there's been prior artist groups that have been chipping away at the door. So it made it, disregarding what BTS have accomplished, but it's made it easier for them to kick the door because it wasn't fully locked. People have been trying to unlock the door and they've crossed over. I agree and disagree.
Yeah, like, I think BTS has definitely done, like, it played a huge part in popularizing K-pop and making the Western world more aware of it. But yeah, I think it'd be wrong to say they're the only reason why K-pop is popular today. Because that would somewhat imply like that K-pop sort of started with them. They cool, they done a lot, but I think we have to look at the whole picture and take into consideration like all the veteran K-pop artists that were really out here grinding in these streets. So yeah. Our next unpopular opinion is, Twice are the nation's girl group, argue with the wall.
I'm not going to argue with you because I agree.
Same.
They are in Korea. They basically, I remember there was an article, I don't know if it was an article, but basically Girls' Generation was the nation's girl group and they're like the successor. I'm not going to argue with you because I agree.
Yeah, like Twice, especially when you go to Korea, Twice is everywhere. Like I know there are other huge groups like Blackpink and Red Velvet and all of those. But the love for Twice is next level out there. Like you walk through somewhere like Myeongdong, which is like a market and like kind of shopping area, and every other shop is playing a Twice song. Like, is that mad? Okay, so the next person said, storylines aren't unique anymore. It's overdone and boring. They all do the same thing. I'm assuming they're referring to storylines in like music videos. Maybe. I don't know.
If it's about music videos, most songs are about the love bracket. So that's either got a crush, I don't want to talk to you anymore, he's cheating on me, I love you, I don't know if I love you, but I kind of love you a bit.
Why is that heart, like every heart. Early 2000s? I like it so.
So in that aspect, I guess it is. But I feel like with most groups, they have their own unique storyline where they try to tie in music videos from the past with the new one. Like, for example, EXO have their own universe. I mean, if you don't follow it, you're not going to see it. It's just going to go over your head and you're just going to think, oh, this just looks pretty. But there's actually a storyline. I think SM is quite good at that, actually. And I feel like, not even just SM, I just feel like there's each group, they try to tell the story in a different way. I feel like there hasn't been a video for a while, or a popular one, because there could be, but I just haven't seen it, where it's been, for example, if the song is about, you're the reason why I breathe, for example, there won't be like a physical person there and they're chasing after this person, or you see them drinking coffee at a cafe. It'd be very like dancing, and then for some reason they're playing with some sort of fabric or whatever. So the fabric is meant to represent the relationship and the air. The reason why the fabric's floating in the air is because that's like the breath into the relationship. Do you get what I mean? It'd be along those lines where you have to look more into it to get it. So maybe the storylines are the same because songs over time have been about the same thing.
Yeah, I guess like similar concepts. Like I feel like the examples you gave, for example, EXO, they will have like their superpowers. Kai is still teleporting till now, so sometimes like they will continue it, but like in updated variations, or stick with it. But I have, if you're meaning like themes in terms of, I feel like one that's quite overused at the moment is the whole like post-apocalyptic revolt, take over the world type vibe, last hope, Maze Runner type motive.
Okay, that, name three if it's so overdone.
I don't know, like I feel like they're all pretty well. I've seen it a lot, like it's very like what's the word, like mechanical looking AI, futuristic, post-apocalyptic type vibe.
Okay, but if that's the case, then back up your claim, girl. Name three or two.
Stray Kids have done it.
Yeah, what song? What video?
Girl, you're asking for a lot of information.
Girl, you gotta back up your points.
I don't know. I've seen it a lot. I don't feel like six months not knowing Jaehyun's name and calling him the one with the face and the legs. Okay, I don't know name. I don't know movie name.
To be honest, I feel like it hasn't been that overdone.
I feel like I see it a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm not.
It is you.
Thank you. I don't know. I've seen it a lot. I guess like BTS On is kind of sort of going to the wall, Maze Runner type vibe.
Yeah, that's one.
I don't know. Kai is kind of like post-apocalyptic-ish.
No, it's not. That's like in the future.
But like post-apocalyptic, like it's robots and no one's really there.
Yeah, but
like
post-apocalyptic deserted. Is like deserted.
No one rebuilding. Was there. Just him and his backup dancers.
No, I don't feel that's the same thing. I feel like he's more futuristic. It's different.
Yeah.
That doesn't have the same vibe.
I know maybe, and like, I know,
I feel like for it to be overdone as well, it would have, like, I feel like these videos would have happened in the same time frame on and at two different time frames anyway. And I don't even think they're that similar in terms of, I don't get end of the world vibes with Kai. I get futuristic, I've got powers. Kai, like, I don't get the same vibe with, like, I'm starting a revolt, like, the On video. So.
Yeah, it's not the same vibe. It's, like, dystopian future type vibe. Maybe that's a better way to explain it. It's, I don't know, like, the world as we know it has ended, and it's, like, a new world type vibe, if that makes sense.
I guess. But yeah, I feel like most, I don't know. I feel like it's a stretch, but okay.
What's even the unpopular?
Storylines aren't unique anymore. It's overdone and boring. They all do the same thing.
I feel
like
boring,
they are unique. I feel like they're trying to find new ways. But as I said, if most songs are about love and relationships, then there might be similar themes. But I really don't feel like it's the same. Mm. I feel like Red Velvet's music videos are quite unique.
Yeah.
I feel like they're always trying to
lots of different concepts.
I feel like they're always trying to kill the man, though.
As they should.
In some shape or form.
I would say they're quite different. I don't know, because once again, there are some people that watch music videos because they love to, like, break down the story and decode everything. Whereas even though, like, I'm a media junkie, half the time I'm not really watching them properly.
But that's what I'm saying. You're basically proving me right.
Why?
Because how can you say, oh, it's all the same, you're not even watching it properly?
No, the ones that I've watched, I can speak on, like, those ones. But I mean, like, I don't sit down all day, like, watching K-pop music videos.
What are you trying to say? That I do? I'm going to fight you.
No tea, no shade. I'm joking. I can't. So I guess we don't agree with that one. We've seen similar concepts, but they're pretty still, like, new
and
fresh
and interesting.
Do you know what I think
it is? I think the reason why it may look the same, not in terms of storylines, but, like, visually look the same, it could be, like, just the styling. Because I feel like some of the styling can look a bit samey.
I always feel like looks can be... Like, I know there are the looks that go around, or, like, the trends that go around in K-pop. Like, now everyone's trying to put their fave in a crop top.
Because what I'm saying, I feel like some groups don't have, like, their individual colour. So, for example, I could take an outfit off of group A and put it on group B and it will still work. Because their styling's very same. Not saying that they wear the same things. But whereas I could take an outfit from group C and put it on group A and you're like, but that doesn't really work because that's more of a group C look. Like, they pull it off better. Like, that's more their signature look. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. Moving on, our very last unpopular opinion is, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion, but I don't like how predictable the Mama Awards are. Like, I don't even get excited anymore. Well, last one was kind of excited because of the sanitizer lady. So there was that.
To be honest, I don't think it's just the Mama Awards. I think it's all music awards at this point. They're quite predictable. Mm. And with the Mama Awards, I feel like sometimes the right people don't get the right award because they want to appease fans and obviously they want viewership. So, I don't know, some awards should be voted for because the results don't even make any sense.
I feel that. And it doesn't mean the groups don't deserve it, but they might, like, just focus on giving one or two groups a ton of awards. So some of the new and upcoming ones, or ones that have been around but have done, like, really put out really good stuff recently, maybe don't get awards they deserve. So if some awards were more so looked at from a quality standpoint rather than just, like, oh, popularity or whatnot, because you can technically grade music. Like, it's down to preference and whatnot, but you can grade the quality of how well something's been made.
Yeah. I just think as well, for me personally, for, like, award shows, I never watch the award shows for the actual awards. Maybe, like, the odd one or two big awards. You're like, oh, I wonder who gets it. But other than that, I really don't. I don't care who... Best music video, to be honest, I don't care. I really don't. Most of the time, it's just, oh, I know this group and this group's going to collab. I want to see their stage.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Pre-COVID, I want to see, like, not so much now because, like, they're trying to, like... I'm saying, like, three different sentences at once. I apologize. But I miss idol interaction where, for example, something shocking might happen on stage and then they pan to Jackson and his mouth is, like, wide open. Stuff like that is what I would watch the award shows for. But yeah, I'm not. I don't care about best newcomer. I don't care.
Yeah, to be honest, like, it's funny. Yeah, now that you said that, I don't. I feel like, yeah, I could say, yeah, I watch award shows, but I watch to see the stages. Like, I don't. You could, if you ask me, like, oh, who won what award? I would not know. I wouldn't know.
Because really and truly, it doesn't matter. Like, it's nice to have an award, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think it's going to, like, change my preference or whatnot. Yeah. Like, on the off occasion, maybe there's a new group or maybe just a group or an artist that I don't know about and I might see them by chance or they get awarded something. I guess it can put you onto something new.
But even if a new group that you don't know about gets an award, that may not intrigue me. But if this new group had a performance and it's like, that was amazing, that would intrigue me more. So again, I feel like awards, who cares?
Well, that's all our unpopular opinions for today. But remember that you guys can send any unpopular opinions, requests, stories, or dilemmas to halyut@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on social media. So moving on now, it is time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice let you know what we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
Nothing.
This girl.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to just say some random ass thing. Absolutely nothing's been on my radar, to be honest. I'm trying to think. No. Nothing's on my radar this week.
Great. I can't. Well, I have like one thing on my radar, I guess. But I accidentally watched the SM concert.
Accidentally, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't meant to be awake. And I was like awake at 4 a.m. and opened YouTube and it was on. So I watched it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw Kai and NCT, which was enough for me. And then Taemin came after that, so that was even a treat. But it was good. At least what I saw. Yeah, that's that. That's all I have to say. I watched some of it. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you. That was very insightful. Well, that's it, folks. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And yes, like we already said, remember that you guys can send any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to halyut@gmail.com or drop us a DM on social media.
I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at theKway_100.
And we will
holla at you.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Yes, that too.